Hello, Bo.
Hey, good morning, Stephen.
How are you this morning?
I'm terrific. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm with you on the line because you have a book out, which I absolutely just, you can't beat this title. I Killed Pink Floyd's Pig. Now, if that doesn't get you to open the book and start reading, I don't know what would be.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that because when I finished writing the book, which has 35 stories about 35 different bands, I was really struggling with what to call the book. And my wife said, sometimes the best title comes from the best chapter title. So I went down the index of all the stories that I'd written, and there is a story that I wrote about my experience with Pink Floyd called I Killed Pink Floyd's Pig. And I thought, you know, if I was walking through a bookstore and I saw that on the cover of a book, I'd at least pick it up.
Let's go back to your start. You, like a lot of us, a former radio DJ, and I have had the pleasure of talking to three over the course of years MTV VJs. You were right there at MTV. What years were you there at MTV?
I was there kind of in the mid to late 90s when it was the era of pop-up videos and storytellers and behind the music. In fact, that was really kind of the genesis of my book, because we learned that people loved stories behind the songs. They liked watching videos, seeing that Roger Daltrey of The Who was actually a butler, and that the doorman was Pete Townsend from The Who. So people loved the story behind the songs, and that's really kind of what my book is all about, is bringing fans backstage about what it was really like back then. I should also tell you that I was working, running a radio station in Indy. I launched a rock station there called WRZX. X103.
Yeah.
And when I had launched the radio station and it had been sold to another company, MTV called and said, "We hear that your work is kind of done at the radio station. Would you be interested in coming to New York and being the head of marketing?" So that's where I went.
You have such amazing stories in here, and we only have just a few minutes. And I have speaking of the hockey crowd, one of them is a huge Pink Floyd fan. So in just a couple of minutes, can you tell us about how you killed Pink Floyd's pig? And it is really hilarious.
Well, I'll tell you a chunk of the story. Pink Floyd was playing in the Kingdome of Seattle. And a few weeks before the show, I had the idea to call Pink Floyd's manager, and I said, you know, the high point of Pink Floyd's concert is when they'd fly out a 40-foot inflatable pig over the crowd. It comes out on this mechanized track. I said, would you loan me your pig before the concert so I can fly it over my radio station? It's kind of a publicity stunt to call attention to the show. And the manager goes, no way. He goes, if something were to ever happen to that pig, we'd be totally screwed. It's the high point of our show. And I begged and I pleaded and I told him about all the promotional value that we could give. And he finally relented. And one day, a giant crate filled with 300 pounds of pink fabric arrived in the parking lot of our radio station. And we hoisted it up onto the roof, inflated it with helium, and it flew over the radio station for 6 days. All the news copters were flying around, and it was really the talk of the town. And then one morning, my morning DJ called me and said, you know, it was dark when I pulled into the parking lot, but the pig's not there. And I said, well, the pig's got to be there. I have to deliver it to the band at noon today. So the story talks about how I flew into the radio station, climbed up on the roof, found the pig draped over all the gravel and air conditioning ducts on the roof of the radio station, and then peeled all the fabric back and found that someone had shot it with a hunting arrow.
Oh, my God.
So the story talks about what I did to get the pig repaired and to the stage so that the band could have the pig perform that night. But yes, indeed, I did kill Pink Floyd's pig.
And you have stories here with Van Halen and Ted Nugent and ZZ Top. But the one I haven't got to chapter 26 yet, I See Dead Village People. What is that about?
Well, that's actually a story that you will probably appreciate, because back in the day of radio stations, they always had a competitor across the street.
Sure.
Nowadays, less so. And this goes to, that's a story about the battles that radio stations did to sabotage each other, and it's really one of the classics. But you're right, the book is filled with stories of Paul McCartney, Eric Clapton, Van Halen, Journey, AC/DC, The Who. It's pretty much a who's who. If you're a classic rock fan, there's something for everybody.
Am I correct in this book has been out for a little bit, but you actually have an audio version just coming out? Is that correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. The book was out about a year ago and did very well. In fact, it's going to be made into an actual show for television. All the different chapters will be episodes. But I was approached by a company and said, we would like you to go into a studio and tell stories in my voice. And I thought, well, that would be cool. So I went into a studio, and I went in for several days, and I recorded all the stories. And they really came to life in a different way than it was writing them, but actually telling the stories like I'm doing now. It really became a fun experience. And the book will be available next week. In fact, it's available for pre-order right now at Amazon.com.
Some of these stories, if they go on YouTube, you are telling some of these stories, and those can be found on YouTube.
Yeah, if you were to go on YouTube and put in Bo Phillips, I Killed Pink Floyd's Pig, you'll find I've done a lot of speaking appearances, and I did a TED Talk about the healing power of music. But I tell probably 7 or 8 of these stories as samples on YouTube, and you can take a look and see if you like it.
And of all of the folks, you've seen a lot of folks, you've been a lot of places. If I were to give you a free concert ticket to one concert, either from the past or from the present, who would you go see?
Boy, there's a better performer ever than Bruce Springsteen, back then and now. The guy leaves it all on the stage, and I think that, to me, he's head and shoulders the best performer I've ever seen.
Oh, absolutely. Every time I hear a story about somebody going, and it's like he'll go 4 or 5 hours and not miss a lick.
Yeah, I wish I had a story about Bruce in my book, but you know my book is like it says, inside stories of sex, drugs, and rock and roll. It's the craziness that fans always imagine happened backstage. Bruce is a very quiet, humble, sedate guy, so I didn't have any stories, and I didn't have any friends who had any wild stories about Bruce. But a genius performer.
Oh yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much for a couple of minutes of your time, and I have to get back to this book. I Killed Pink Floyd's Pig because it's awfully entertaining. And good luck with all your other endeavors down the road, sir.
Thank you, Stephen. You too.
All right. Goodbye.